start the dinim that are negate to basav chalav, and the way we'll tackle it is that we'll start off with a lot of yedias. We'll start off with a lot of yedias about the inyanim of basav chalav, and then Blina next week will come in with a sheet of different scenarios that come up in the kitchen. Some of them often, some of them not often, and we'll try to play it out, which ones are a problem, which ones not. That's how we'll do it. Sometimes Bakram have the thought that it's not negay to me, because I don't have a kitchen, but the answer is it's not negay yet, but it will be negay.
Oh,
and off Shabbos, that's right.
So the pasuk
says three times in the Torah, same pasuk three times in the Torah, as our Balkari can tell us exactly where it is.
I can't tell you where it is, but it's
Rashi's
from the temple.
Very good.
And then there's another time. Why
are they together?
Oh, so the question is, all three times you find it by the Mayatim. It's always by the Mayatim. That's when they cooked food. Good point. So the Sephorno and some of the other Mepharshim say, because by the Goyim, Basav HaChalav was a delicacy. It was a good food. So the Torah has to come and tell us that for you, for Jewish people, this is not a good food. Now, so the Torah says it three times. Why does it say three times? To teach us that there are three Isurim over here. There's the Isra Achila, there's the Isra to eat Basa that was cooked with Chalav. There's the Isra to cook the Basa with the Chalav. So, which means even if there's no plan to eat it, just cooking it alone is Asur. And the third thing is that there's an Isra Hana, there's an Isra to benefit from Basa that was cooked with Chalav.
This would be the Isra only to eat something that was cooked together?
Yeah. That's the Isra Daraisa.
So you walk about a trip restaurant.
Let's get to Klalim and Lunette will come to all your cases. So again, we have three Isra here. Isra Achila, Isra Bishul, and Isra Hana. Now, the Isra Hana is that I'm not allowed to benefit from it, and I'm not allowed to feed it to my animals because I'm benefiting from that. And according to one Shita, I'm not allowed to feed it to even a stray dog. I can't feed it to because I get a hana that I'm feeding the bris of Hashem. It's interesting back in the days, and even nowadays, you have certain shampoos that are made with protein. And the shampoos were made from ash which was from burnt up basa b'chalav. And la halacha that's mutter. Because the basa b'chalav was already burnt up into ashes. But then they would take the ashes and make shampoo out of that. However they did that back in the days. What we have nowadays is shampoos that have it in milk protein and also different types of steroids which comes from meat. So they put it together. So the answer is that since each one is processed beforehand, the milk protein is processed and the meat is processed beforehand, so therefore it's no problem even though they cook it together. But another example of hana would be people that have shares and funds, and you have in stocks in Burger King or Wendy's or one of those places. So is that mutter or not? Is it called that you're being headed from the bus of a chalav or not? No, so you didn't ask the shayla?
Tell me right now. I'll
you're being headed from the
who's
store.
Who's he allowed to sell them?
Well. You're being headed from the store doing well.
What?
You're not taking the store doing well, not from the bus of a
chalav. I hear.
No,
I hear.
But it doesn't come from the bus of a chalav.
So the answer is, so if anyone starts up with you, tell them, my shares are in the soda. Or my shares are in the fries.
What if I own 80% of the company?
Then you have an issue. But that's the answer. There are some people that are machmer here in Arizona, there's some people that are machmer that on your contract, to make a contract and write in it mefurish that my chelik is coming from the other here. But halacha l'maisa, that's what we say it's mutz. It's not called being nehenah from it. Okay, now mina taira. So that's step number one. This is achila, bishul, and hana. Step number two. The Torah says lo sevashal gedi. What's a gedi? A gedi is a kosher animal. So in the world of the Torah, and I stress, in the world of the Torah, the issa basar chalav is only with basa from an animal that's like a gedi. But if you have chicken, poultry, or fish, there's no basa v'chalav. No basa v'chalav. Comes along the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan said that we're going to include also birds, also poultry, but not fish is not included. We'll discuss fish separately. But la halacha l'maisa. Meat with milk will be asa. Chicken with meat is asa midrabanan. And it's important to remember what's asa deraisa, what's asa derabanan. Why? Because that which we mentioned before, that this is achila, bishul, and hanah, that's only when it's a deraisa. When it's a drabanan, there's only one issa, which is achila. So if I have... So that's a simple nafkamina. By mistake, somehow in my house, basa got cooked with chalav. Can I give it to my cleaning lady to take home for her to eat it? So if it was basa, if it was meat, that somehow my meat got cooked with milk, I cannot give it to the cleaning lady. I gotta just get rid of it, because I'm not gonna have any hanah from it. But if it's chicken, so then it's only Issa Drabanan, I can't eat it, but I can have hanah, so I can give it to my cleaning lady. Okay, so this is one of many nafkaminas that it's good to always keep in mind, what's the raisa, what's the Drabanan. Now, just going off a little topic, if I have fish with milk, is there any Issa fish with milk? So, midrabanan, there is no issa of fish with milk. However, the Beis Yosef brings down, Rav Yosef Karo brings down, that there's a sakana to eat fish with milk. But again, in Hilchos Basav Chal, we don't find this inyan at all. The Beis Yosef brings it down. The Rabbeinu Bechai brings it also. Halacha l'maaseh is totally in one's minig. Nafkamina is... If you want to have your bagels with lox and cream cheese. Lox is fish, cream cheese is milk. Can I have that or not? So, but according to everyone, meat with fish, there's a sakana. That we don't. Meat with fish. If I have a piece of meat and a piece of fish together, that everyone is makbid on. We don't know exactly what sakana is. There's even a mug around that says that maybe now this we don't have the sakana. But sakana, maybe it's a ruchni zdik of sakana, but it's sakana.
So,
to what extent? Meaning, do I need to have a separate pot for my fish that I never cook any meat or not? Allah said no. What we're makbid is be'en. There shouldn't be a be'en of fish with meat. I'll tell you a story that took place. A piece of the fish itself. What's the word?
I was making contact.
No, but the thing itself. I'll give you an example. There was a person who's cook. He put up a nice festa chalent. Shabbos. This happened more than once. Happened in the times of Moshe, Shul Birnbaum, and I myself, I think, had the chalent two or three times. But so the chalent cooking, and Shabbos morning they take the chalent off. Scoop out the chon, the kishka, and they open it up, and it's a roll of gefilte fish. Now what?
What? Over there?
Instead of kishka, it's gefilte fish.
Over there.
Yeah, it has happened.
That's great.
Oh,
it's
short.
It's
short. Wow. No, not exactly. Okay, so.
Never your husband goes off.
So the halach is as follows: that since the fish was wrapped up, and maybe a little liquid seeped out of it, maybe some seeped out, and that became, we'll learn the dinim of bittul later on, came lost in the rest of the chalent. But the fish itself is still there, it was wrapped well. So, and at most, just like it absorbs some taste of it, we're not makbid on the taste. So therefore, the challenge is fine.
And the issue is, you cannot put a filter in the challenge.
And listen to this.
Can I do it as a prank to someone?
The fish may.
The fish probably tastes awesome.
Right.
Get out of here.
New recipe.
No, but it doesn't actually.
Now, let me tell you something. The Yeshuas Yaakov says, the Yeshuas Yaakov talks about this case. He says, it's for Shabbos. Shem mitzvahs lo yed davara. So you have to wait. But I'll come on in. Okay, we went off topic. So again, so we have fish with milk, depends on the minig. Fish with meat, we don't eat. Okay. Yeah.
It's
Mitzias
now.
What?
Fish with milk, my bike is Mitzias.
Yeah, but we don't know exactly what the sakan is. So it's hard to be able to see if yet or no.
Svardim
all the right. Svardim in general don't need it, right? Right. But some Svardim make a chilik between cheese and milk. There's different chilukim. So if they want, they could squeeze away and have to have their bagels with lox and. You don't do it. Okay. So okay. Tuna melt, right? Tuna melt's another example, that's right. Okay. So here we go. Now La Halacha, until now we were talking about milk that was cooked with meat. We spoke about it also. We spoke about what?
Smell like really. Oh yeah,
really. Benefit from it.
Smell.
We're gonna get to Recha separate. Tell him I'll call him in 10 minutes. Okay, so it's like this. Now, in the lashon of the pasuk is loy sevashel. You shouldn't cook. Right now, cooking is a general term for whether you fry it, you roast it, you smoke it with hot smoke, not cold smoke.
Boil it.
Right. That's all bishul. Comes on the rabbanah, and they said, even if you're going to take a cold piece of meat with a cold piece of cheese and make a sandwich, that's awesome. In the world of the Torah, if you made a sandwich of cold meat with cold cheese, that's fine. But it comes along the Rabbanan, they said any type of mixture between the meat with the cheese, that's awesome. So therefore, that'll be awesome. I'm going to leave you off with a question as follows. Oh, we still have a few minutes. I'll leave you off with a question. We'll discuss the question as follows. There's a hafgana outside.
Yes.
And the garbages are sitting there tempting to light them on fire. Not suggesting you to do it. But there's some leftover chalent. And someone threw out there the leftover yogurt. Bishul basav achalav.
Deraisa.
What happened? No, it's separate. It's a bishul.
You have to set the dumpster.
So it happens to be, if you look at the signs of the Vedats, they used to at least, or Meir Bransdorfer was alive, they wrote on it, don't burn garbages. And the reason why he was makbid that they wrote on it was for this reason. This is what he was worried about.
Third world problems.
What's the chelik? Does make difference? Is a bishul alone? No. So the answer is as follows. The tzad to be chelik on this is that the, and this was negay also to the incinerators, right? The people living in apartment buildings, and I think now it's illegal. But it used to be, you used to throw your garbage down the chute and it got burnt up on the bottom.
Wow.
So the answer is as follows, that the Torah asks it to cook basu achala. But if I'm not going to be left with anything, then that's not called cooking. Cooking is you brought the two things together, that each one gave taste to the other one, and now you have a tasty milk or a tasty meat. But if it's getting burnt up to ashes, to nothing, just turning into nothing, that's not called bishul basav achala.
Yeah.
Therefore, if
you already
if
fired you, him and put it out before.
Therefore,
it
so then there is some. So then what happens? So right, your mother wants to wash the baby's bibs, right? The milk is a dirty bib with the flesh is a dirty bib in the wash machine, and it's on hot, and it's gonna cook it. But that's also mutter because, first of all, you put soap in there, so it makes it pogum, which we'll learn about. It's not edible, and also it gets. You're not left with anything. It's washed away. It's like garbage. Okay, so we learned a lot today, right? We learned about the Isser. With different... So again, so any type of mixture of Basav Chalav would be Isser, at least Midrabanan. Okay, in Mitzvah next week, we'll continue. Have a wonderful...